Right, okay. Sorry. About like Yoda there.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah, what?
Welcome to episode 6 of the Nags and Brags podcast.
Hello, hello. It's nice to see you all today.
Where's Roisin? What have you done with her? Where is she? Is she in that darkened room of yours? You're in another dark room. What's going on?
I'm just sitting in the dark. I actually do look like Yoda with these headphones on.
I know you love your salt lamp and stuff, don't you? I know you like to create a wee vibe.
Do you know what's very sad? Sad. Could be a nag of the week. My salt lamp, well, it wasn't actually, didn't happen this week, but my salt lamp bulb went out. There is a light that went out.
What do you do in that instance? Do you, can
well,
you change
they gave
it?
Me a spare, well, no, they, you can't change
energy
it.
Energy saver bulb? No.
They gave me, oh my God, no, not in the Himalayan salt. They gave me a spare bulb, but I don't know where I put it. I put it in a safe place, aka fucking lost it. So, don't know where it is. I actually watched a TikTok that said Highland cows lick them for healing properties. So you're welcome to come over for a lick of my lamp.
Highland cows don't lick salt lamps for healing properties.
No, not lamps. They lick big cubes of Himalayan salt to replenish their electrolytes. If you lick them, they are salty.
Yeah, you did point this out in the last podcast.
Lick the salty, salty lamp from the Himalayas. Sorry, I can't stop talking in that voice.
And the thing is, if we give that voice, because I know where that voice came from, and if we give it context, it's too long a story, because it's about my fiancé making spoof videos and putting on a stupid voice, basically, and now you've adopted it.
And now I've adopted it like a personality trait. I can't stop fucking doing it. Play some tunes.
Play some tunes. Anyway, welcome to episode 6. This is a listener
special.
We asked you on our Instagram pages your own nags and brags. We've wanted to do this for ages because when Roisin and I originally spoke about the podcast, this was the whole point.
Well, actually, why don't we start with our own nags and brags? Because we are the stars of the show.
All right, jeez. Also, there was me trying to say that, no, we're not the most important ones, you are. And then Roisin has to bring it back. No, it's all about us. I actually don't have many nags and brags of the week.
How was your chili contest?
The chili cook-off was good. I was at a chili cook-off, for those of you who maybe don't also listen to me spout shite in the morning on the breakfast show. No, I spoke about it in depth, so I feel like if you did, I'm really sorry that we're having to bring it up again.
It's such an interesting concept. It's a very wholesome thing to do. It's like what people in Sylvanian families would do.
Yeah, very family-friendly content. So went to do the chili cook-off and we lost, long story
That's
short.
That's a shame because you'd been practising.
Roisin, it was pretty terrible. I don't want to bring it up with Callum. In fact, if I shouted Callum through right now, he would probably go on a massive rant because he keeps bringing it up to the point where I'm like,
Did you place in it?
Last.
Or is it just like somebody... Last?
We had to drink the dirty pint. Did I not tell you this?
The dirty pint of chili.
No.
And I know we established the pint. Ah. I thought Cassie said when you lose, you had to drink a dirty pint at a chili cook-off. Surely the dirty pint would be of chili.
No, it was like tequila, rum, whiskey. What else? Soda.
Right, you were last. How many chili cookers were there?
13, 14.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Do you know what? It's actually so embarrassing because Callum is a cook. Like, he likes to do that in his spare time.
What's the word when that is like a setback? Like it's like quite a punch in the gut.
Oh, you don't want a punch in the gut when you've had chili.
Or a dirty pint.
Well, I actually only drank half of mine and put the rest in the mop bucket, but nobody spotted me, so that was good. Good tactics.
Did you eat 13 plates of chili?
No. So the way that it works is they put out the chilies and you do the taste test. Everyone ends up so smashed. They just put like a spoonful in their mouth and mark it to 10, or between 1 and 10.
This is very well organised.
It is very organised, and it's a lot of people's idea of absolute hell, and I understand that. However, we enjoyed it.
I wouldn't have eaten one with kidney beans. Well, I would have taken a bit without the kidney beans. I hate kidney beans. Do you know what? I actually used to have, like, sometimes I have, see, like, the thought of, like, a kidney pie. That I would have a nightmare about a kidney pie. I'd rather eat my own hand.
I remember my gran used to feed me lamb kidney.
That is fucking...
sacrilege.
That's like World War II shit. That's, like, not good. That's not good at all.
No. All the vegans will be switching off. So, Sorry, yeah, guys. my nag of the week, which I thought was going to be my brag, is losing the chili cook-off. So there we go.
That's a shame.
Roshan, what about your nags and brags of the week?
My nag of the week is that I've fucking burst my tire. Sorry, Dad, if you're listening. It was the front left. Yeah, burst my fucking
Dad,
tire.
If you're listening, pay for a new one.
Dad, if you're listening, it was £75. Yeah, what the fuck? I actually know the guys at the car place, the tire place, very well because I seem to be having a lot of tire problems, but it wasn't the tire that I was insured on. So that's fucking annoying. And I
what do you mean a tire?
From...
You don't insure your tires, do you?
No, but I have one tire that's half insured.
What?
Because I got it from this tire place and they said, if you ever had a problem with that tire, we'll fix it half price. And I was like, great. And then I fucking scudded the other one off the curb. And may I just say, and this is where I shall leave the tire and the car checks, all I talk about is cars, is why is my tire bursting when I'm hitting the curb? What is your purpose? That's literally what you're built for. You have one job.
Can I jump in here and say, because that's your second, is it the same tire that burst in the last one?
No, but the first tire was a slow puncture and I had a nail in it, which I think I could have.
It could have been your suspension, because that can happen.
The only thing that's suspended is my fucking ASOS order for next month, because I'm buying a tire. A tire!
The worst kind of money. In fact, one of the biggest nags in life, I'm sure for everyone, is spending money on things for your car that you cannot see or feel.
Well, to be fair, I tell you, I can actually feel that, because the tire looks like it's like being through a blender. I mean, she's blown out her arse. Me too, hen. But, I agree. Do you know what my mum always says, which I always like this analogy? It's like, if life was a game of snakes and ladders, that is a massive snake. So true. Tax rebate when you get money back, ladder, burst tire, snake.
Yeah, but it's not setting you back too much. I mean, it's quite dramatic to say no, it's a snake, a small one.
No, it's a small snake in the game of snakes and ladders. Yeah, okay, okay. That's how I look at everything. Fine £5 on the ground, ladder. But here's something else that brings me on to. I would never pick money up off the ground, and all my friends know this, because I'm too worried that it has got a bit of string attached to it and that somebody's stolen it.
Or it's glued to the
It's glued to the ground. Yes. I was trying to tell my friends this and they were like, that nobody's done that. Make that video on Facebook.
I've got a question for you. Wait. If there was a £10 note blowing down the street, would you chase it?
Yeah, and do you know what I've done before? I did before. I was absolutely fucking mortified. I said before, like, this is a long time ago. It's maybe like a year ago. I once picked what I thought was a tenner up off the ground. Coke bottle wrapper. I was mortified. I was absolutely mortified. I was so embarrassed. And then I just
No, but nobody would know that
like
apart from you. Like, no one would know that.
Well, I was playing it off as eco-warrior. Right. And I put it in the bin as if to say I'm doing this for mankind. But I actually thought it was £10. I was fucking gutted.
See, if I spotted a 20 or a 10, or even a 5 blowing down the street, I would chase it. And when I picked up, I wouldn't even look behind me. I would just keep running.
But then I feel like that makes it look like it's your money. If I seen a 5 on the ground, here's the thing, I would depend where I was. Because if I wouldn't pick a pound coin up off the ground. And I say that like probably most people wouldn't, but once upon a time I would have picked a pound coin up off the ground and I'd have been fucking thankful for it. But after seeing those videos of those poor bastards trying to pick the pound coins up that were glued to the ground, how would you ever lose that, live that down? That's like when we were talking last week with St. Phoenix about how like your bird says this, your bird says what's the damage after a round of drinks, your bird picks a glued pound coin up off the ground. I couldn't live that down. I would have to hang my hat up. I wouldn't do the podcast anymore. I would just say good night. I would shut down all my social media channels. Goodbye, everybody.
So this is a listener Nags and Brags special. We put it out on Instagram and asked you for your own Nags and Brags. Roisin did ask you for your Nags and your Brags, so she was keeping it quite actually like both sides of the fence, negative, positive. And I asked for the Nags and I got a lot of negativity. A lot about bins, a lot about cars, roads, all the kind of usual ones, but I want to pick out some of the more niche.
Yeah, some of them are very niche.
This one in particular made me laugh from Laurie. She said, I've just moved into a new build. The ground floor flat has a bath mat instead of a doormat. It really pisses me off.
That would, that's so funny, right? That would do my fucking nut in as well. That's a very small thing that would also really annoy me. Is it like, Laurie, can, if you listen to this, is it like outside their house? They have a bath
mat? Yeah, it will be. It'll be a bath mat outside her front door.
Oh, that would, that is the exact sort of thing that would get under my skin as well for no real reason, because I know it doesn't affect me.
I wonder if it's one of those ones that's like fluffy and says get naked on it, or if it's like, do you know those rubber ones you get that are like, they've got like bubbles on them and they stick to the floor?
Oh, surely it's not one of them. It must be one that you can confuse for a doormat. You wouldn't wipe your shoes in a bath mat.
What bath mats would get confused with doormats? Anyway,
Laurie, right, can you send us a picture?
Yeah, please. What have you got?
One of my nags was about afternoon tea. Why is it so popular? The food is so small.
That is so true. And over the past couple of months, I've just noticed that I used to love the thought of going for afternoon tea, but far too many cakes, not enough. Savoury stuff, not enough. Yeah, it's not great.
I also had a very niche nag, and I'll read you this one. I said, nag, people who mention their grown-up child's salary in the first conversation you have. I can appreciate that that would be really irritating, but I feel like that it's just not something that's ever happened to me.
Quick story. In my other job, when I work on the radio, we actually, this is quite funny, we did this topic and we asked about, it was about kids and their exam results, right? And it was basically saying, like, if you didn't get the results you wanted, don't worry about it. And we would get stories from, like, people who had become successful. They didn't end up doing what they thought they were going to do, all that kind of stuff. And I'll never forget the guy, because we still talk about him today, called Uncle Marty. We called him, his name was Martin, and he had to tell us exactly what he earned and where he worked. But it was so funny because he was like, my name's Martin, I earn 50 grand a year. George and I always go, Uncle Marty, 50 grand.
50 G's a year.
50 G's.
I don't think I would ever, but then sometimes I feel like, right, I can appreciate that situation would be really annoying because I just wouldn't know what to say. No, right, actually, no, I disagree. I would quite like to know your firstborn salary because I am a nosy bastard. So I would like to know your firstborn salary and your salary and your husband's or your partner's. And how much council tax you pay. Oh no. See, when I used to live in my old flat, I knew everybody's council tax band at my work because I was so interested. I just think because I'm quite nosy, like it's the sort of stuff I like to talk about. And you know what else? I can understand why they don't, but I feel like see if everybody spoke about salaries more openly, it wouldn't be like dead awkward. Because you ever feel like at work you're like, am I getting paid properly? Like, what does everybody else make?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, if it was all out in the open.
Yeah, but then you would
all know.
Yeah, but then,
but then you might
really
rob people's houses.
Well, if they're keeping cash under the mattress, yeah, but I like to guess. Like, I like to think, oh, got a good job, wonder how much they're on. Or,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
or if somebody says,
that.
I got a promotion, how much more money are you getting? Don't tell me, but I'll guess.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I love all that.
I have one more here from Shane. One of his nags is poos hidden in leaves. I get that can happen. You don't know where you're putting your feet.
Is it a jobby or is it a leaf? I hate that
game. Are the leaf squishes down? Was it a bunch of leaves? Was it a poo? Who knows?
It's always a poo hidden by leaves.
My God, it's a poem.
I always think as well, do you know what? I was actually walking for a pile of autumn leaves the other day. Very poetic. And you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, what if there's a body? Sorry. I do think I am watching too much true crime and stuff. I do think I notice it in parts of my life. I'm like, this is a problem. Did you forget that?
No.
Is that relatable?
Never. No.
Maybe we'll get it now.
That's really
guys,
dark.
If anybody else walks through leaves and
you should hook up with it. You should hook up with my gran. She loves true crime. You guys would get on so well.
I do, but like it's got to the point that I feel like I'm going through a phase that a lot of like 14-year-olds go through on Reddit. Polluted my brain with all this sort of stuff, and then like see if I'm driving alone at night, freaks me out. I did get that with the Leafs the other day, and then I thought maybe I'm consuming too much true crime.
Yeah.
On right, that tune,
will we do the Christmas ones now?
One of my nags that I quite enjoyed because it was going to be my brag, kind of, was people who are so down on Christmas, shut up and let me be in a festive mood. I agree.
What do you mean, like
Buddy the Elf?
But what? But let me be enough. Oh, so you're saying that people that like Christmas.
So Laura is saying her, she's getting fed up with people that are Scrooges about Christmas.
Oh, that's.
And are saying it's too early.
That is so interesting because most of the nags that I had through were all about Christmas starting too early this year.
Oh, what do you think?
I wouldn't have my decorations up just now. I'm definitely open-minded to looking at presents and starting to work out where things are going to go in the front room, the decorations and all that, but I'm not really up for putting it into practice yet.
I think that if you have your decorations up for too long, you can feel un-Christmassy. I think you can un-Christmas yourself out if your tree's up too early, because you get too used to it. And then when it comes to Christmas, it doesn't feel like Christmas because you're just used to
the tree in the room. Like, pent-up excitement. But also, yeah, if you are a real tree buyer, like, so I like to buy a real tree, and it's only I like the smell, but I can't store it anywhere.
You had a massive Christmas tree last year.
Yes, it was like 9 foot or something. But this is the other thing. A Christmas elf comes to the house. I mean, he's actually just a plumber by day and an elf at night. And he will pick your tree, dress it out. His supplier must be breeding them well.
A skinny tree.
Kev the elf doesn't listen to me when I tell him what kind of tree or like what height I want. So instead he'll go, I've got just the tree for you. The minute he basically cuts the net, the thing opens and just goes, pow!
I love that.
No, it's not good.
That's so exciting.
It would die if I put up now.
I didn't have a real tree, but you know what I did have? A Yankee candle, the smell of a real tree. And let me tell you, I was fooled. So for all the tree buyers out there that don't have an elf to deliver them, like Kevin, get a Yankee candle that smells of Christmas. When would you put your tree up?
Because it's a real tree, this was my point.
That's true.
It needs to survive. So I would put it up probably the last day of November or the first day of December.
I was going to say last day before Christmas. I was like, get out. You're done. You're done. Last day? No, I think that's quite early, actually. Well, that's when I would put mine up.
My
I think that's very...
A 12 days before, 12 days after taking it down.
So my mum's like that as well. Well, I got told it was bad luck, so I would bring mine down faster. Do you think that I have to say, I haven't seen that many Christmas lights. I think November is too early for Christmas decorations. And I am somebody that's sort of like Buddy the Elf. I do think it's too early, but if somebody else has a Christmas decorations up, it doesn't personally bug me that much. It doesn't annoy me. What does annoy me? The only Christmas content that annoys me is organised people acting like they're unorganised because they haven't got all their fucking Christmas presents by Halloween. That annoys me.
Or so organised people that think they're better than you because they are organised.
I just think like you probably are better than me because you're organised, but like don't pretend you're not organised. When they're like, oh, I'm so stressed, like I only have one present left to buy and it's like November. I'm like, fuck off. Some of us have got tires to buy. And all their gifts. Me.
I mean, so
Meg,
do you not...
Megan, if you're listening to this, you're not getting a Secret Santa. Your Secret Santa is a tire on a Vauxhall Adam.
For Ellie.
Could be a punani for all I know.
Oh, fuck.
Just stick it on and let me drive. Let me drive, please. I tell you, do you know what that's got the same energy as people getting you a Christmas present that is sponsoring a goat? That's not a Christmas present. It was an elderly auntie who will not be listening to this.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
And if she is... What the hell are you doing here? But, I'm not financially stable enough to sponsor a goat under your Christmas wish. Sorry.
No, because the thing is, it continues. So, like, you want to just give somebody a present, spend the money, and you're done with it. You don't want to be spending money every single month for something.
No, but you spend the money. So if I got you a goat present, you would pay for it. You would pay for the goat. That's the gift. It's
no
gift
way.
That keeps on giving. Yeah, that's how it works.
The other thing is with those kind of gifts, right, and what annoys me about it, and I'm not against giving money to any sort of animal charities, so don't, please, PETA, don't come at me. But I feel as if, like, I'd like to meet the animals. You know, like, you get, my mum used to do it, she'd sponsor,
It's like sponsoring an orca.
They name it. I know that's the idea, like, name is, like, Thomas the chimp, and they give you updated
letters. But
how
many names does Thomas has? Because he's probably Thomas, he's probably fucking Bob, he's probably Randy, he's probably Cliff.
I was talking about this the other day, and it was, again, it wasn't related to the animals, but whenever I meet somebody, I like to feel the personality that I like to read into what I'm sort of investing in. That's the best way to put it. If I'm investing in Tam the Chimp,
Deborah,
I want to meet Tam the Chimp, and him and I need to have some form of
connection. I think
that's
fair enough.
Yeah.
I'll say it, cancel me. I don't mind, right, this doesn't go for Dogs Trust. Although I'm sure I sponsored some animal when I was in first year at college and I had to cancel it. I was like, that's fucking you or me. It's me or the orca.
How bad
and I was like, no,
feel?
It's going to have to be me. I know, but I'm like, sorry, I'm not spending £7 a month when I could be buying noodles and fags. when on a bloody orca that's probably got about 12 other sponsors. I know people will come for me so you may. Sponsor a donkey. Right, and it was the advert used no, to be on my telly all the time.
Do you know what,
time.
I can vouch for this, Santorini, and anyone that's been to Santorini will know this as well. It's horrific, like it's really
Island
bad.
Donkey.
Yeah, I'm like, well, you're going to feel but, really guilty for this chat.
Yeah, but I just think, do you know what, I'll do an apology when I go to Santorini and I see the donkeys.
People need to stop also giving them money to ride a donkey. Stop riding donkeys, they're not there to be ridden. Donkeys are there to eat carrots and stare at each
Come
other. They're not
time.
There to. You bring a donkey out for an activity play for half an hour, then I don't find that that's very cruel. But please stop sitting on a donkey. Anyway, that's.
I wouldn't sit on a donkey because no. I believe a donkey would not rise again if I sat on it. The donkey would be down.
And do you know we what donkeys in their Blackpool get for the lunch?
The donkeys in Blackpool?
Uh-huh.
Probably a chippy.
Half an hour.
That's such a cheap shot. Oh, good one.
So back on the subject of Christmas, I suppose donkeys are quite Christmassy. Lynn said that one of did you see what I did there? Trying to link it up. Lynn said on Instagram one of her nags was when people upload pictures of their Christmas tree as if it's like a newborn child. So it's like everyone puts up thinking theirs is the best, showing it off.
Oh yeah, but I quite like tree content. I would sponsor a tree.
But do you not, but let's be honest, do you not get a bit bored, right? So you've been scrolling and you've seen everyone's tree. Oh, I've seen so many fucking trees. There's,
I don't know, because this is the thing that comes with me again, is that I'm very nosy. So any chance to see a corner of your house or a family member, I like. I want to see what's good. People are going to block me. They'll be like, and I don't really mind the tree content. Do you know what annoys me? People who flat lay their Christmas presents. You can't be doing that past the age of 12. I seen people doing that last year on Instagram.
What's flatlining a Christmas present?
Like putting out all the stuff that you got and taking a picture of it.
Oh no, I've not done that for years. I used to do it, I did, but I've not done it for years.
With the cash at the front. Like one of these designer giveaways. I'm like, what the hell? Don't
Oh my God, that's so true. That was a thing of the past. I remember an ex-boyfriend of mine. Remember when you used to go OTT when you were younger on your boyfriend's Christmas?
Yeah, what the fuck is it? Right, I look back and I'm like, what the hell?
He went OTT, but he had to bring in the garden table into the living room.
You're kidding me on.
This is giving you the ick. To put the Christmas presents on. And then when I'd opened them all, I laid them back out and took a picture.
You're kidding.
No.
The garden table? Was it one of those frosted glass ones?
No, plastic. No, white plastic.
Why did he not just put them on the floor? What did he get you?
I don't know.
Was it like a bike?
No, I can't remember what it was, but they were all laid out on a plastic table.
That's the worst, you can't even remember. That is so interesting. I'd have loved to see that. Yeah. I mean, I probably did it as well. I just can't remember. The two things that I find acceptable for Christmas at this time of year are, one, Christmas coffees, overpriced, delicious goodness. My other thing is that I would like to brag about, it's officially the time of year for me to start listening to Michelle McManus and the Sensational Choir Christmas album.
Oh my God.
Yes!
If you listen to our previous podcast, you'll know that Roisin has...
And this one.
A mad obsession with Michelle McManus, but it's not like some form of joke or...
Yeah, it's not
sarcastic.
A joke, it's
like
real.
It's so real.
Don't say that. It was real. I don't know if she thinks that my love for her is a joke. Her Winter Wonderland show.
She was.
I don't know if it's on this year, Cassie. So this is what you would know if you were Michelle McManus stan. My Michelle fans, rise up. She does a Winter Wonderland show every year, right? She wears all these brilliant dresses and she sings this with a Sensational Choir. The Christmas album. She does the same songs. I know them. I know the order. Last year went every single day. I was at the matinee with my gran. My gran was literally crying like she was at Lourdes and she learned how to walk again. I was like, calm down. I was like, at one point I was like, you okay? Like, the hair stand up my neck, I'm talking about it. She was singing Oh Holy Night. And guys, see if you want to get yourself in the Christmas mood or bless your eardrums, listen to Michelle McManus, winner of Pop Idol, singing Oh Holy Night. It honestly... I listened to it in my car.
We're gonna get it on, like 100%. We need to.
Do you know what the only thing that I can liken my love for Michelle McManus for is, you know, on Drake and Josh when he used to be obsessed with Oprah, if you ever watch Shaking Josh, well, basically he used to be obsessed with Oprah, and then she got a restraining order against him, but she signed it. So he had her autograph and he was like, wow, Oprah, that'll be me, Michelle Manish. She'll end up getting a restraining order against me. Hopefully she signs it and I'll have the autograph. But yeah, I don't think she's doing the Christmas show this year, which I'm very gutted
about. Do you want me to try and find out? Like, I'll try and use a few of the old contacts and see what's going on.
Oh my God, I think it's on.
Oh,
Cassie, don't tell me this. Oh my God.
Is it on?
Oh my God, it's on, but oh my God, I'm worried it's going to be sold out. BRB. Watch this bloody space. I need to text everybody that I know. And guys, if anybody wants to message me about which songs are the best to listen to the Michelle McManus Christmas album, hit me up. Because I can tell you them, I can rank them 1 to 10. So, on the note that I will be attending the Michelle McManus extravaganza, Mother will see you there if you're good. She's the only person that I think I would truly be starstruck. It actually stresses me out. One of the nags that somebody sent to the old podcast page was... is that I got ghosted after letting a guy quarantine with me when we had COVID.
Okay.
Because I just think ghosting is something, right? It's never, thankfully, touch wood, never happened to me. And I feel like because I live with Joe, it would be quite hard to ghost me because you would physically, you would need to evict me.
Mm-hmm.
So that feel like goes without, like, and like same with Callum, you can't really get ghosted because you're engaged. Well, you could, it would be even weirder. But like, where would he go?
No, because then I would just assume that he was dead. I'd probably put out a search party and then we'd have to do a public thing where he's like, no, I just don't want to be with you anymore. But then that'd be so strange because why would he not just tell me and then just leave? Like, you wouldn't just go.
Have you ever been ghosted before?
Nah, I've never. I don't think so. I've never been completely ghosted where, like, I've had it where you've texted a guy and they've just ignored you. And you've taken the hint and then you've just stopped.
I think there's a difference between, like, ignoring somebody and like ghosting somebody. Like ghosting somebody, I think you need to be like really speaking and you need to disappear. You need to be fucking... Have you ever ghosted someone?
No. I don't have it in me.
Nor me.
I would just, again...
I'm actually the opposite of a ghost.
Politely.
I'm a haunting.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know, a ghost that would come, spook you once and leave. I feel like I would just tell them because there's no point. What, like, if anything, it gives me real narcissistic energy.
I agree. I also think if you ghost somebody, you probably create more problems. Anyway, this is the rabbit hole that I went down today. So I ended up asking on my Instagram stories for when you guys have been ghosted. And there's quite a few. Like, how can you ghost somebody?
Going back to the OG, the original one that you got. If I know she's not looking for the advice, but girl, you better than that.
I think if somebody ghosted me, like, after, I would be the worst type of person to ghost. Because I would haunt, like I said. I'd be at your door.
See, I just don't have time.
I would make time. I would make time. I just
would
think,
you
like,
drag your pals into it as well?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, it depends. Because I would just think, like, I'm a very forward person. The saying... you don't owe anybody anything.
Yeah.
I totally don't agree with that. You do. You actually owe lots of people things. Like, I think people just say that and, like, people are like, no, it's a form of self-care. No, it's not. It's actually not. It's actually fucking rude. That tells me, here's now that you've got me started, ghosting is not, like, people are like, no, you don't owe anybody anything. Like, self-care, never talk to them again. Unless they've done something bad. Okay, if they've done something bad, I can understand it. But see if you just don't ever speak to somebody again, out the blue, and don't tell them why. That is not self-care. That tells me you can't deal with your emotions.
And you run away from
your
problems.
And you're probably a narcissist.
Yeah.
Like, so this girl, she's quarantined with him during COVID. And what? Like, I feel like I would harass somebody to the point they would have to reply to me. Unless it got a restraining order. Well,
I've got nothing against that. Like, if I was your friend sitting next to you, I would be like, I would need answers as well. Like, so you, it wouldn't just be you looking for the answers. I would need them too, even though there's nothing to do with me.
Did you ever see the TikTok of the girl who, like, got ghosted by this guy and she was in a relationship with him for, like, 2 years, caught COVID and he went to hospital and he never came back. And she realised that he had given her, like, a fake name. All his licences and his passports were fake. And she called... He basically stopped replying to her texts over, like, 3 days. And she, like, called the hospital and they were like, he doesn't exist. And she called all the hospitals. This is in America. And then he blocked her.
Man, you deserve an Oscar for that.
Yeah. What the fuck? That reminds me of the Bridesmaids thing when she's like, you don't know who you're sleeping with. That, well, on my poll, 64% of people said they had been ghosted and 36 said no.
I know I joke about the Oscar thing, but for a guy to go through 2 years of his life pretending to be somebody else, that guy or girl has been rejected in some situation, like, this is me trying to look into it psychologically, where could have even been drama school and they've not been accepted and they've thought, do you know what, I'm gonna play the main character in my own film.
Cassie, fucking mic drop, you've wiped the floor commenting that girl's video, I'll send you it. Well, I got a message from a girl. This was very funny. She said, all ready for a date, watching out for his car at the window, a text ask if he'd left, I was ghosted. Actually, I wasn't. He'd been lifted and was in prison. Which, right, I mean, the thing is, she wasn't ghosted.
No.
But he was in jail. So, like, every cloud has a silver lining. I suppose, like, it's good
and
that
he's only
going
to get one call and it's probably not going to be to her. It'll be
it's good that he didn't ghost you, but it's sad that he is now in prison.
See, if you were due to go on a date with someone and it was a first date and you got a weekender, you have one call. It's kind of like a domino effect. Do you call your mum and say, Mum, I was meant to go on a date, first time date with this girl, and I feel really bad because I've obviously not shown up, so you're going to have to let her know. But then also, phone's been taken off him, it's been put in a locker, he's not got the number.
Where's the
all
number?
All he'll be thinking about is that girl waiting for him.
Can't teach your morning gruel, son. Are you still thinking about that woman? Sorry, I can't stop doing that voice. What are these people doing? Do you know what it always reminds me of, ghosting? It always reminds me of the people, see on This Morning, how you, every so often you get the people who are like bigamists and it's like, didn't know my husband had six other families. That is what ghosting always reminds me of, because I'm like, what are you doing? You can't just tell me. I don't agree with it, but I feel like, see if you're just texting somebody and then all of a sudden you get blocked, that gives me like, they've got a girlfriend vibes.
Oh yeah, yeah, I would 100%.
I would feel like they have a girlfriend, or maybe they were speaking to somebody and then it just gets serious and they don't want to have, like, it's like a cut all ties thing. Because it's almost, I feel like sometimes if you don't meet somebody, it's almost like they don't really exist. It's like that whole like Black Mirror vibe thing. But if you have like met somebody and then taken them to your house and they've met your mum and dad, how do you explain that they're just
that's strange.
Back?
That's why I also think, well, introducing your other half to your parents so early on can be scary territory.
Yeah. Well, Cassie, I have got a story.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
So this girl messaged me and she said, sorry, they're in two parts.
Oh my God, I'm excited.
She said, this made me laugh very much. I will not name you, little lady. She said, mortifying, but when I was about 17, a boy ghosted me and I proceeded to Snapchat him, pretending that I was mid-convo with someone else, like pure posy pics with the caption, I know, I can't be arse either, pretending I sent them to the boy by mistake. He obviously ghosted them too, but then I would send another one going, that wasn't for you, but you don't have to be rude and ignore it.
Oh no.
Literally want to run away when I remember that. It was bad times. That's fucking hilarious and it's a great story.
It's not, I actually thought it was going to end up transpiring into like she would go to the house and stuff. The Snapchat thing's not too bad.
That's so funny. That's such a funny thing to do. I love the videos of people as well on TikTok when they pretend they're at parties and stuff and they just have like the party sound effects on YouTube. Listen to this. I've actually just got another message as we are live on the airwaves. This girl said, I need to reply to this on message because the story is too long. I used to be like so in love with this boy I worked with. He always used to say that we needed to keep us shagging regularly a secret from all the other people we worked with because they would get involved, etc. This is a bit of a red flag. Then things started to get more and more serious and we would go on dates, and then I needed a plus one to a family wedding and he said he would come, met my whole family, stayed the night. Then 2 weeks later he was in a full on Facebook official relationship with another girl who he had probably been with the whole time, let's be real. And he just totally ghosted me. Wild. I can look back and laugh now, but at the time it was some serious heartbreak hotel. Cheers. Love the podcast and obsessed with your TikTok. Girl, thank you. That is not good.
I need to know, do you think the family still follow him on or have him on Facebook? I hope they don't.
I feel like you wouldn't have, probably, he probably wouldn't accept them on Facebook or social media if he had another full engagement.
Well, if he's already behaving like a fucking criminal, then he probably would.
It's so annoying though, because that isn't fucking, people are crazy. I got another one. Hi, Roisin. I love you and Cassie's podcast. It's hilarious to hear what you and your listeners like to vent about, and I look forward to hearing the next episode. Thank you very much. It was a few summers ago when I was young and naive, and I thought that a long-distance holiday romance could work out. He was older than me and I couldn't drive yet, so the week after we first met and got home, he picked me up with a bunch of flowers and took me to dinner. First red flag was that he took ages to reply, but would eventually get back to me, so I thought I was getting ghosted on a daily basis. I never chased after boys, so I wouldn't double text, as I knew he would just get back to me at some point in the evening. He ghosted me for over 2 months. Never thought anything of it at first. Shrugged it off until I got a massive message saying how he didn't know how to respond, as he didn't want to get hurt again like his last relationship. Okay. Aww. I thought, fair enough. We naive me red met flag. Up with him, and it was as if nothing happened. Then the excuses started again and the lengthy wait for a reply came back. He was involved with a couple of girls when we weren't speaking and another girl who was meant to be my pal. A couple of days after Christmas, I phoned him by mistake. Swear on my life. Girl, I believe you. I'm not here to judge you. Don't put your life on the line. I feel like it would be 2 days and I'd be like that. Ring, ring. Where are you? Where are you? I'm at your house. He phoned me late at night the next night to apologise and to tell me that he was at the house of one of the girls he slept with. Okay, this has gone rapidly downhill. I asked him to just tell me straight and it turns out she was pregnant. Oh my shit. God, I never pre-read this. On Hogmanay, I sent him one last message basically saying that if he really meant what he said about me, then he shouldn't have ghosted me instead of getting another girl pregnant. I've not heard from him since.
Do you know what? Like, he wouldn't have even deserved another message. You would have stopped there and then. The pregnancy thing would have just stopped.
The pregnancy. Me. Well, the plot thickens.
Oh, God.
I've not heard from him since, but I did see the girl he supposedly got pregnant with a glass of bubbly at the races with him the next day. What? Where are you living? What the hell? I definitely don't think she ever got knocked up.
No, I don't think she did.
Phrase.
No, I'm all right. That's what I was. I don't think she did either.
Because the second red flag, which I should have paid more attention to, this girl's
no way. There's not another one.
As if that wasn't enough. This is only the second red flag. Was that he broke up with his ex-girlfriend by telling her he had cheated on her. I hate to admit, but I felt heartbroken. But you have to go through these things before you're ready for the right one. And I'm now with the most amazing boy, who's honestly amazing for me. I know that dragged on a fair bit, but I was laughing about it only a few days ago, so I thought I would share. I'm still friends with this man, in brackets, child, on Facebook, and see that he is with the same girl, so I do wish them all the best.
Why is she still friends with him?
Oh, that's nice. And apparently he's got a severely receding hairline, so...
You have the last laugh.
Oh, well. Exactly. Oh my God, that was true rollercoaster. What are these people like? What is wrong with these people? Who... Why are you?
She seems like too good a person, though. There's so many things in there that she should have.
The whole pregnancy thing, I'd have been like, goodbye.
No, the prosecco whilst pregnant, I'd be like, what?
Could be no secco. You can never judge anybody.
I don't know.
Days.
No, I don't know. I think I'd be writing to the NHS. Well,
that is crazy.
Well, that was a biggie to finish on. I mean, I'm glad to say that we don't have to give her advice on, because she's moved on, he's moved on.
That's true.
They're still friends on Facebook, so we don't want to ruin their friendship.
I don't know what advice I would
rise above, walk away.
My
if you're
advice
being ghosted,
would be harass.
No,
break
no.
Down.
I mean, if it's been 2 years and you've been with the guy for 2 years and he's going with a different identity now, and you know, like, and you see him on the street and you think, what a bloody weasel he is, then yes, maybe harass and stalk. So much better than that.
I can understand, right? See, from the preface, if somebody does something really bad to you, right, I can understand ghosting them totally. Like, I can get that. Or if somebody doesn't take the hint and like you just ignore them because you're like, actually, fuck off, like, you're not listening to me, leave me alone. Okay, that's fine. But I feel like if you were in a like long-term relationship with somebody, then you found out that they were completely lying, I would be like, goodbye. Like, I'm scared of you. Gives me like, do you watch You on Netflix? Gives me Joe from You vibes.
Right.
I fear you. I fear the person I have lay next to.
I'm scared.
But this could be the ghost of Christmas past. He was the ghost of Christmas past. If you've ever been ghosted and found out your ex-partner had knocked somebody up at Christmas, send us a message. We're starting a support group. Stunning, stunning.
Roisin, are you still there? Have you ghosted me? Roisin's away. Thank you for listening to the listener episode of the Nags and Brags podcast. And you know what? We're here for you. See if you've got another dilemma. Throw it our way. We'll fix it for you.
I like the dilemmas. Do you know what else I think we should do? I think we should have a weekly dilemma. Guys, send us your dilemmas, because no, I think is good about me and you. We don't have the same advice.
No, we don't.
Take from that what you will. choose his advice. Choose your fighter for advice. Your advice of the ghosting, rise above. Mine, harass.
Rise above, Jack quite Russell. Literally like a ghost does.
Also, guys, if you want to do a meet and greet at the Michelle McManus Madison Motherwell.
With Roisin. You'll catch her outside. Me. Catch me outside.
Awesome. How about that? Yeah, guys, hope you have enjoyed. And any topics or dilemmas or nags or brags,
we'll see you in the next episode.
See you in the next episode, unless we ghost you. Ha ha! Goodbye and enjoy your Christmas.
I think we'll speak to you before then, but yeah, see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Nags and Brags podcast. If you have any guest suggestions, topics you want us to cover, or just want to say hi, you can reach us on Instagram at Nags and Brags Podcast, or you can email us at hello@nagsandbragspodcast.com. Or we are still on our personal social medias at CassCassG for Cassie, funnily enough, and at Pals Before Girls for myself. Thank you for listening, and make sure you join us again. I sound like a phone sex operator. I've got a really bad moustache at the moment.
I've got a hair here that's grown in.
I have about 40.
It's so jargy. What's everyone having for the tea?
I'm having tuna mayo.
I'm getting hungry. Excuse me, what's going on, please? Hold
Baby,
on. I'm
going
to phone him and just say, you need to make your own dinner, 2 seconds.
Excuse me, what's going on, please?
I'm still recording the podcast with Roisin.
So what shall I do then?
Can you have your own tea?
Yes. Can you reheat steak pie, mashed potatoes and vegetables with a gravy on it?
Can you?
I don't see why not. How many times has it been reheated? Bacteria be growing.
And the germs be flowing.
Like to have conversations with other people when I'm on the phone.
Oh my God. Callum,
it's very annoying.
My mum does that and it really annoys me as well. My mum phones me and then talks to my dad.
That's one of your nags. Thank you for that.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.